Ironic, really, but true. Me, the only man they could really trust. Rita thought it was part of my long, slow courtship of her. Show her that the kids liked me, and who knows? But in fact, they mattered to me more than she did. Maybe it was already too late, but I didn't want to see them grow up to be like me. This Friday night, Aster answered the door. She was wearing a large T-shirt that said Rugrats and hung below her knees. Her red hair was pulled back in two pigtails, and she had no expression at all on her small, still face.
"Hello, Dexter,"
she said in her too quiet way. For her, two words were a long conversation. "Good evening, beautiful young lady," I said in my best Lord Mountbatten voice. "May I observe that you are looking very lovely this evening?"
"Okay," she said, holding the door open. "He's here," she said over her shoulder to the darkness around the couch.
I stepped past her. Cody was standing behind her, just inside, like he was backing her up, just in case. "Cody," I said. I handed him a roll of Necco wafers. He took them without taking his eyes off me and simply let his hand drop to his side without looking at the candy. He wouldn't open them until I was gone, and then he would split them with his sister.
"Dexter?"
Rita called from the next room.
"In here," I said. "Can't you teach these children to behave?"
"No,"
said Cody softly. A joke. I stared at him. What next? Would he sing someday? Tap dance in the streets? Address the Democratic National Convention? Rita rustled in, fastening a hoop earring. She was rather provocative, considering. She wore a practically weightless light blue silk dress that fell to mid-thigh, and of course her very best New Balance cross-training shoes. I'd never before met, or even heard of, a woman who actually wore comfortable shoes on dates. The enchanting creature.
"Hey, handsome," Rita said. "Let me talk to the sitter and we're out of here."
She went into the kitchen, where I heard her going over instructions with a teenage neighbor who did her babysitting. Bedtimes, homework, TV do's and don'ts, cell phone number, emergency number, what to do in case of accidental poisoning or decapitation. Cody and Aster still stared at me.
"Are you going to a movie?" Aster asked me.
I nodded. "If we can find one that doesn't make us throw up."
"Yuck," she said.
She made a very small, sour face, and I felt a tiny glow of accomplishment.
"Do you throw up at the movies?"
Cody asked.
"Cody," Aster said. "Do you?"
he insisted.
"No,"
I said, "but I usually want to."
"Let's go,"
said Rita, sailing in and bending to give each kid a peck on the cheek.
"Listen to Alice, bedtime at 9. "Will you come back?" Cody asked.
"Cody, of course I'll be back," Rita said.
"I meant Dexter," Cody said.
"You'll be asleep," I said, "but I'll wave at you, okay?"
"I won't be asleep,"
he said grimly. "Then I'll stop in and play cards with you," I said.
"Really?"
"Absolutely. High stakes poker. Winner gets to keep the horses."
"Dexter,"
Rita said, smiling anyway.
"You'll be asleep, Cody. Now good night, kids. Be good."
And she took my arm and led me out the door.
"Honestly," she murmured, "you've got those two eating out of your hand."